Jamaican police say they are on the hunt for more than 200 known violence producers across the country. This is WAVS News. Deputy Commissioner in charge of crime and security, Richard Stewart, says investigators will not relent until the suspects are brought to justice.
Our investigators are actively pursuing these cases with the ultimate goal of bringing them to justice. Additionally, intelligence also identified 127 active criminal gangs across the island, which require constant attention as we work to disrupt, degrade and dismantle their operations.
The figures come amid a sustained reduction in murders this year. Murders are down nearly 42% across the country, while major crimes have seen a 17% reduction. But there are also concerns about the dramatic increase in police killings, which have increased by more than 100% year to date. In praising the hard work of the police, DCP Stewart says nearly 200 murder charges have been laid so far this year.
Our members have laid 197 charges for murder, 148 charges for shootings, 664 charges for breaches of the Firearms Act. Let me pause to point out that of the 664 firearm charges, 641 persons were at the time of their arrest in possession of a firearm.
In Barbados, some tint retailers calling on the government to bring more clarity to tint regulations set to roll out come September 1. Barbados on the wrong side of the law stand to fork out $500 in fines or have their tint removed. One tint retailer tells Starcom Network News about the concerns that she has.
We normally bring in 20%, bring in 35%, we bring in 30%, we bring in 50%, right? I don't know where to get the 25% from because not a lot of suppliers sell 25%, and to get 25% is going to cost a lot more for the consumer than if they were to go with the 20 or the 35.
In Trinidad and Tobago, the sudden death of 6-year-old Jasper Francois at San Fernando Teaching Hospital after being admitted for a mild cough has sparked calls for a full investigation. In response, Prime Minister Kamla Prasad Bisesara has ordered an urgent and thorough investigation, with Health Minister Dr. Lakram Bodo taking immediate steps to ensure transparency and accountability. Parents Aaron and Amy Francois described how their healthy son deteriorated rapidly following treatment, including an adverse reaction to medication. In Guyana, meanwhile, the town clerk for the Ana Regina Town Council, Radhika Lal, is denying blocking the Azruddin Mohammed-led We Invest in Nationhood political party from holding its election campaign rally August 10. Mohammed on Friday tells Demerara Waves that he's being blocked to hold his big rally in Region 2 and that he had been reliably informed that no activity is planned for August 10. However, Lal tells the same news organization that she informed a WIN representative that a car and bike show was long planned for that date and the organizer would need sufficient time to prepare the car park. This is Winston Points, WAVS News.